Saturday Night Live mocks Elizabeth Warren's $52 trillion Medicare for All plan. By Ben Q on November 3, 2019. Saturday Night Live mocked the senator and Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren this weekend over the cost of her Medicare for All health care plan, following reports that rolling the service out nationwide would cost up to $52 trillion over the next decade. Kate McKinnon impersonated Warren giving a town hall event in Iowa, where the subject was her proposals to expand Medicare to everyone living in the United States. "Hello, it is good to be here. Look at me, I'm in my natural habitat, a public school on a weekend," McKinnon's Warren said. "I just housed a Nature Valley bar in the hallway, so I am jacked up and ready to pop off." McKinnon's Elizabeth Warren also wanted to pour one out for former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who ended his campaign this week amid dismal polling numbers. The skit then had Warren explain how her Medicare for All plan would actually work. "Hi, I work for Kamala Harris' campaign, but I'm still undecided," one person in the crowd asked. "I'd like to know why did it take so long for you to release your plan to pay for Medicare for All? When Bernie Sanders was talking Medicare for All, everybody was like, 'Oh, cool,' and then they turned to me and was like, 'Fix it, Mom.'" Warren responded, "And I'll do it because that's what moms do. You know, with Dad you eat birthday cake for breakfast and then go to Six Flags. And then I hold your hand while you throw up in my purse." Another Iowan asked Warren how her plan compared to that of former Vice President and current frontrunner Joe Biden's. "My plan compares favorably in that it exists," she contended. "Biden doesn't know how to pay for stuff. He just puts down a $50 bill in the Amtrak dining car every few months." She then answered a question about estimates of how much her plan would cost. "We're talking trillions," Warren said. "When the numbers are this big, they're just pretend. There ain't no Scrooge McDuck vault. You ready to get red-pilled? Money doesn't exist." According to the latest polling data from Real Clear Politics, Elizabeth Warren has an average 19.6% support, only second to Joe Biden on 29.2%. However, she maintains only a slim lead over fellow progressive Senator Bernie Sanders, VMI, on 16.4%, while South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, lag behind on 7.4% and 4% respectively. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, on Twitter at @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.